Hello and welcome to Holistic Mental Health and Healing with Dr. Tyler Woods, PhD. Please remember this show does not diagnose illness or prescribe treatments. Please see your primary care physician for such needs. Now let's take the holistic journey with Dr. Tyler Woods.
Hi, this is Tyler Woods. So I had this massage the other day because I fell and I was injured, and I was hoping the massage would give me relief. And not just relief, mind you, but I wanted instant relief. I mean, come on, I'm paying for it, right? It's not cheap, and I'm letting someone use their trained skills on me, and I want to get off that table and feel like I did before I took a very big fall. Ah, the sound of the whining impatience. It can be heard throughout the world, moaning and groaning and screaming and sighing and demanding. But what is with us that we don't have a lot of patience? The massage, by the way, was wonderful, and I was told it's going to take a few to heal the injury. Take a few? What? Wait. I paid for this. I don't have a few. I have things to do, places to go, people to see, and I simply don't have time for this. I'm in pain. And pain is pain. Well, pain is a pain in the butt, but in my case, the pain is in my neck. But really, I should be better after one massage, right? Well, that was me waking up the other day still in pain from a fall that happened over a week ago. And I have the attitude that I want the pain to be gone, and I want it to be gone now. See, the impatience can be a demanding little creature, can't it? But I sat for a few, and it dawned on me. I have lost patience, and I had to remind myself the value of patience. They say patience is a virtue. Really? Is it? Why is it such a virtue? Well, that is what I was saying this morning before I had my first cup of coffee. Patience is a virtue, Tyler. Patience is a virtue. But patience is hard when you're waiting to feel better. Or you're waiting for someone who's running really late. Or you're in a doctor's office and he's an hour late. And the worst, waiting in traffic. I expect this big loud music in the background, but all these things require patience. In fact, when I think about it, almost everything in life seems to require patience. And some people are losing their patience for not having patience, and that makes the impatience. So if patience is a virtue, then what is a virtue? Take your time, okay? Don't go cheating by looking at the internet dictionary or something. What is virtue? Now, I believe that virtue seems to be lost in our modern world, our modern culture. We tend to associate virtue with being good, or in religious terms, being righteous. But really, what does that mean today? I think virtues are good building blocks that help us make positive choices. And so which can mean good, I suppose, but here's the problem. We live in a time when being good can mean so many different things to different people. And we have lost what the meaning of good really is, because look at our political system. Bad is good, good is bad, blah, 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 blah. I say let's skip over the word virtue, okay? I think it's a saying that is way out. Patience is not a virtue. Patience should be a habit, and it should be a habit we create. And maybe it should be a skill. Or wait, maybe it can be a skill that becomes a habit. That's a better one yet. But when you think about it, we have to develop patience, because patience is a superpower. Really, imagine having the patience to wait for an opportunity to come or to continue doing something that you really don't want to do, or waiting for something or someone without moaning and groaning and posting it everywhere on the internet to get more people impatient. Yes, impatience, it is a contagious creature, and there is no vaccine for it. Seriously, though, it isn't about not being so annoyed. It's about being calm in the storm. Patience, well, really, it's the thing that keeps us going when things are difficult and frustrating. It helps us maintain our integrity when really we just want to blow something or someone up. And to find patience, you must first understand what impatience is. And basically, I say impatience is planted in frustration. It's about not getting what you want when you want, and you begin to feel stressed. And that stress turns into like a time bomb, and you can blow any minute if you don't have patience, or at least some skills to activate that superpower. You will know if you're going to blow. That's a good saying, but here's how you'll know. Your breathing will shallow. You'll have muscle tension. Your feet or hands might start clenching. In fact, your feet will start wiggling, and you feel like Gene Kelly trapped in a small box with no place to dance. Now, you start to feel a little anxiety, and you might believe that you're going to implode or explode or some kind of plode all at the same time. However, it doesn't have to be that way. You can learn more patience, and you can get to start with yourself. I mean, really, if you can't be patient with yourself, how can you expect to be patient with others? You know, we live in a world where we want everything to go our way. It's our way or no way. And not only that, we want it, and we want it now. But patience requires waiting. Oh, yeah. The impatience does not like to wait. What a creature. What a creature. Poor, poor habit to have is not learning to wait. So we need to stop demanding perfection for ourselves, okay? Because no one's perfect, quite frankly. I don't want to be perfect. I love making mistakes, and it helps me learn. And I love that I have flaws, because it makes me flossom. So if I ditch the idea that I have to be perfect, I get to get more patience, because I don't have to work so hard. Because once you learn patience, you start using it. I sort of like the idea of that, because if I do make mistakes, I see it as a learning opportunity. And then I get all happy and giddy, and I've learned a new tool. You don't need to get excited when you learn to be patient. Then you have to go a long way for patience. So why don't you just learn the lesson, get excited, and move on? See, I believe patience requires acceptance. We've got to accept that things do not go our way. It is that simple. Really, grab hold of that idea. It's not always going to go our way, which is why patience is so valuable, because it grows positive character traits within us. The other thing that can help you with patience is don't get so reactive. I mean, really, once you get reactive, believe me, you spiral down. And once you spiral down, you go deeper and you lose more patience. Many species of impatience have been lost by spiraling so far down that they've lost their way. So it's good to learn how not to spiral and remain balanced. Now, there's many tricks to staying balanced. I once saw a saying once that said, don't react, distract. Okay. Now, When I sense I'm losing my patience, sometimes I distract myself and change my focal point. Let's say I'm at the grocery store, Costco, okay? And there's this really long line, and I mean, their lines get long. Okay, so I stand there and I start to distract myself by looking at people's carts. And I go, I wonder what they're having for dinner. Wonder what they're going to do that. Or sometimes I'll go, oh, they're going to be doing their floors. Or, you know, I start thinking of all kinds of things. And I have to tell you, I even ask them, I'm like, oh, I see you have that. What are you fixing for dinner? And I've gotten into some wonderful conversations by doing this. And I've also gotten some great recipes. Plus, the next thing you know, you're at the checkout. I like it. Self-care is another way to learn patience. I mean, really. You're going to be more patient if you feel good. So get some good sleep, eat well, get some movement. And speaking of movement, get exercise. You know what I'm saying? Get your fiber and your exercise. Take your vitamins. Make sure you have plenty of protein in you. Get hydrated. I mean, really. Someone once told me when they get really impatient, they drink a huge glass of water. And by the time they drink it, they feel better and calmer and alert. And yes, they have to go to the bathroom a lot, but that's okay because that's a great distraction. Finally, choose compassion over anger, calm over chaos, generosity over selfishness. Try to show loving kindness and mindfulness. Be in the moment, because the moment will pass. Practice patience, and it can be very transforming because it helps us shift our reactivity into acceptance. Patience allows us to act more appropriately, and it can create less harm to us if we survive that process. And if we survive that process, I'll tell you this, it will transform our challenges into opportunity for growth. For now, this is Tyler Woods saying, walk in peace.